little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Then comes the patient into the room. So now the fun starts. So we've got two tasks that we really ought to attend to before we actually drill down. So they're both quite important tasks. We've got to try and establish initial rapport as we can do. And if we don't know the patient, well, there's a bit of an investment in that, isn't there? You know, hello, nice to see you, Mr. Smith. I don't think we've met. Thanks for joining the practice, or, you know, nice to see you. So I'm Dr. Thomas. Right, we look a bit interested, pay really good attention. I'm quite a handshaker at Barry's, but if the patient knows me and loves me, you've got a lot of Keith's patients, they just have to love that he's, you know, he's not hungover today, and they'll be quite happy. because rapport, once established, can be cashed in more readily, can't it? But initially we have, and so, you know, when you're a registrar, you know, 98% of the patients are new, or they're all new to start with, and then by the end of 6 months, of course, you might well develop a bit of a following. And so then comes the tricky bit. I think that we've identified that sometimes setting agenda isn't very easy, because what we'd really like is patients who are trained to do the following, isn't it? Doctor, I know I've just put the standard 10-minute appointment and I've only got two things on my mind I'd like to talk about today, and I realise you may not have enough time for both of them, so I'll tell you the most important thing first and the second thing before you start, okay? And there'll be no laterising agenda items. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah? I mean, it's interesting because, Keith, this is a service I could offer you. We could train your patient before they register. You could register them provisionally.
That would be so wonderful.
And we can put them through an OSCE. We'd train them and then put them through an OSCE, and they'd have to get, you know, a CSA-type mark.
They'd have to qualify to be...
They would, and they, and just like the CSA, you know, they fail four times, they couldn't join, yeah, yes? Yeah. Yeah? Obviously, it's a slight thought experiment, but the point is, of course, because patients sort of don't know those rules, then we have to create clarity in the way we work with them. And I think increasingly, and this is certainly an analogy Keith won't have heard before, because it's one that's dawned on me fairly recently, there are interesting analogies with business meetings and clinical consultations. Two people coming together with a very limited, you know, with a defined, a short time window to achieve one or more specific tasks, yeah? And good business meetings, when you think about it, you know, the agenda, well, of course, with a business meeting, ideally the agenda should have been prepared in advance, so you come knowing what you do, what's planned. But still, the chairman might say, you know, does anybody want to ask for any other business? And then they'll hear those suggestions, and then they'll decide, you know, some meetings will accept any other business. But then if that's being done, what should happen is the chairman should say, right, we're going to have 10 minutes for that between 10 to 12 and 12 o'clock. Do you know what I mean? If it's accepted, it's budgeted into the time budget. So those analogies, actually, when you think about it, those analogies work for us. Time is tight, there's potentially too much to do, and the only person who's going to chair this meeting is the doctor, right? The patients aren't, or if they are, they're not going to necessarily chair it in the right way. It's, do you think? It's quite a serviceable analogy, isn't it? And this is where, you know, if you're a bit too chatty or time's running away, a little bit at the chairman of the meeting is likely to help you, I think. And you've both obviously sort of, you're heading that direction, I think, with your thoughts.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.